Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Muchtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects worth 40,000 crore rupees in Bihar from Purnia district. Says establishment of National Makhana Board will ensure better prices for farmers. Prime Minister assures action against illegal infiltration, highlighting grave demographic crisis in eastern India. Prime Minister stresses on enhanced operational readiness of armed forces during Combined Commanders Conference in Kolkata. Home Minister Amit Shah hails security forces on elimination of three top Naxalites at Hazaribagh in Jharkhand. Railway Ministry makes Aadhaar authentication mandatory for initial 15 minutes of booking tickets in general reservation category through IRCTC website and mobile app from the 1st of next month. And in chess, India's Vaishali Ramesh Babu wins FIDE Women's Grand Swiss Tournament in Uzbekistan. Also qualifies for Women's Candidates 2026. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of a slew of development projects worth more than 40,000 crore rupees in Bihar from Purnia district. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said, "The double engine government is continuously working to make the lives of the people of Bihar easier.
Bihar ke vikas ke liye kareeb 40,000 crore rupiya ki pariyojanaon ka lokarpan aur shilanyas hua hai. Rail, airport, bijli, pani se judi ye pariyojanaen Simanchal ke sapnon ko pura karne ka madhyam banegi. Aaj yahan 40,000 se zyada labhartiyon ko PM Awas yojana ke तहत pakka ghar bhi mila hai. In 40,000 parivaron ke jeevan mein aaj ek nayi shuruaat hui hai."
Mr. Modi also launched the National Makhana Board in Bihar on the occasion. The establishment of the board will significantly boost makhana production. The Prime Minister emphasized that the board will work continuously to ensure better prices for makhana farmers and to enhance the use of technology in the sector.
बिहार के किसानों के पास आय का एक साधन मखाने की खेती भी रहा है। मैंने बिहार के आप लोगों से राष्ट्रीय मखाना बोर्ड के गठन का वायदा किया था। केंद्र सरकार ने कल ही राष्ट्रीय मखाना बोर्ड की स्थापना के लिए नोटिफिकेशन जारी कर दिया है। मखाना किसानों को मखाने की अच्छी कीमत मिले, टेक्नोलॉजी का इस्तेमाल बढ़ाया जाएगा। राष्ट्रीय मखाना बोर्ड इसके लिए निरंतर काम करेगा। मखाना सेक्टर के विकास के लिए हमारी सरकार ने करीब 450 करोड़ रुपए की योजना को मंजूर किया।
Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated the interim terminal building at new civil enclave of Purnia Airport and flagged off the first commercial flight. He said this will enable direct connectivity between Purnia and Simanchal with major cities and key commercial hubs across the nation. Mr. Modi said his government has drastically reduced the GST rate, which will come into force from the 22nd of this month on Navratri. Speaking at the event, the Prime Minister also highlighted the grave demographic crisis emerging in Simanchal and eastern India due to illegal infiltrators. He affirmed that sealing illegal infiltration is a firm responsibility of the government and assured strict action will be taken against it.
आज सीमांचल और पूर्वी भारत में घुसपैठियों के कारण डेमोग्राफी का कितना बड़ा संकट खड़ा हो चुका है। बिहार, बंगाल, असम, कई राज्यों के लोग अपनी बहनों बेटियों की सुरक्षा को लेकर चिंतित है। इसलिए ही मैंने लाल किले से के डेमोग्राफी मिशन की घोषणा की है।
Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the 3-day Combined Commanders Conference at Kolkata in West Bengal today. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister lauded the Indian Armed Forces for the exemplary role in Operation Sindoor and highlighted their vital contribution to nation building. Mr. Modi stressed on enhanced operational readiness of the armed forces. He instructed the Defence Ministry to swiftly implement concrete steps to achieve greater jointness, Atmanirbharta, and innovation to meet future challenges and to prevail against any eventuality. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled the Indian Armed Forces Vision 2047 document, which charts the roadmap for a future-ready armed forces. Held once in 2 years, this conference is the apex-level brainstorming forum of the armed forces that brings together the nation's top civilian and military leadership to exchange views and lay the groundwork for future development of India's military preparedness. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today asserted that now India has become the third largest automobile market globally, surpassing even Japan, and aims to reach the top position within the next 5 years. The minister was addressing the International Value Summit 2025 in New Delhi. Mr. Gadkari emphasized that India is also a leading hub for green mobility and infrastructure innovation. On Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the next generation of GST reforms. His vision was realized on the 3rd of this month, when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. Today, we take a look at the items on which GST has been slashed from 12 to 5%.
The GST on sport goods including gloves, sport kit, equipment for general physical exercise and fishing gear have been reduced from 12% to 5%. The move will not just make the items more affordable but will also encourage early childhood learning through play. Talking exclusively to the Akashwani News, Indranil Bharti, a resident of Ranchi, Jharkhand, said that these reforms are going to be beneficial for sport enthusiasts.
गवर्नमेंट ने जो डिसीजन लिया है स्पोर्टिंग आइटम्स पे प्राइसेस कम करने के लिए वो काफी अच्छा स्टेप है ऐसा मुझे लगता है क्योंकि जो एथलीट्स हैं महंगी स्पोर्टिंग आइटम्स हैं वो अफोर्ड नहीं कर पाते फाइनेंशियली इतने मजबूत नहीं होते हैं तो उनके लिए बहुत अच्छा होगा कि वो अफोर्ड कर पाएंगे और आम जनता है जो रोज किसी स्पोर्ट्स या कोई गेम खेलती है उनके लिए भी बहुत अच्छा है क्योंकि फिजिकल फिटनेस उनका बना रहेगा अगर चीजें सस्ती होंगी तो इट्स अ वेरी गुड डिसीजन बाय द गवर्नमेंट
द काउंसिल आल्सो ब्रॉट डाउन द टैक्स कट ऑन एग्रो बेस्ड वुड प्रोडक्ट्स लाइक बैम्बू फ्लोरिंग बैरल vats and tubs of woods to 5% from previous 12%, further boosting wood manufacturing. With Shivang Rohan for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back, you're listening to News at 9. Three top Naxalites were killed in an encounter at Karandi village in Hazaribagh district of Jharkhand today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, in a social media post, lauded the joint team of CRPF's Cobra Battalion and Jharkhand Police on achieving a major success in anti-Naxal operations in Hazaribagh. Mr. Shah said notorious Naxal commander Sahadev Soren, carrying a bounty of 1 crore rupees, has been killed in this operation. Along with him, two other Naxalites, Raghunath Hembram and Birsen Ganju, were also killed by the security forces. The Home Minister informed that after this operation, Naxalism has completely ended from the Bokaro region of North Jharkhand. The Supreme Court has refused to stay the Waqf Amendment Act 2025, but put on hold certain provisions of the law. The clause requiring a person to be a practicing Muslim for 5 years before declaring a property as waqf has been stayed. The top court ruled that this clause will remain suspended until state governments frame rules to determine such conditions. Pronouncing an interim order, the apex court said it considered prima facie challenge to each of the sections and found no case was made out to stay the entire statute. Speaking to media on the sidelines of an event in Mumbai, Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju welcomed the Supreme Court verdict.
Supreme Court ne Waqf Amendment Act ko pura sunwai karke jo aaj order pass kiya hai, main isko swagat karta hu. Waqf Amendment Act mein jo pravadhan hai, wo sampurn roop se pure Muslim qoum ke liye fayda pahunchane wala hai aur Waqf Board ke madhyam se jo kabza karte the wo bhi band ho jayega aur Waqf property se jo bhi fayda hoga wo Muslim mahilaon ke liye, Muslimanon mein bhi jo gareeb hai, unke liye kaam aane wala hai.
Swachhata Hi Seva campaign 2025 will begin from the 17th of this month. Addressing a curtain raiser press conference along with Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil in New Delhi today, Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal announced that this year the campaign will be celebrated as Swachhotsav. He said that during the campaign, large-scale cleanliness activities will be carried out across the country, including Shramdan and transformation of targeted units. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Akashvani News brings for our listeners a special series, Seva Parv. In the series today, we take a look at how the Modi government has transformed the life of every citizen through the Swachh Bharat campaign. Swachh Bharat ka irada, irada kar liya humne, desh se apne vaada, ye vaada kar liya humne.
11 years have passed since the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan was started. Hardly anyone would have thought that talks of a cleanliness revolution through building toilets would be made from the ramparts of the Red Fort. But on 15th August 2014, Prime Minister Narendra Modi did something similar.
Swachh Bharat ka ek abhiyan isi 2 October se mujhe aarambh karna hai aur 4 saal ke bhitar bhitar hum is kaam ko aage badhana chahte hain aur ek kaam to main aaj hi shuru karna chahta hu aur wo hai Hindustan ki sabhi schoolon mein bachchiyon ke liye alag toilet ho tabhi to hamari bachchiyan school chhod kar ke bhagegi nahi.
A research paper was published recently in the Nature magazine regarding the changes after the end of open defecation in India. A study undertaken by University of California and Ohio State University has stated that this has been successful in preventing almost 70,000 deaths annually. The program has transformed the lives of many women, and one such woman is Kiran of Chamoli district.
Aajkal hamare gaon mein sabhi mahilaen surakshit hain jo khulle mein shauch nahi jati hai. Pehle hum khulle mein jate the, janglon mein jate the ya kheton mein jate the. Ab waisa bhay nahi hai. Jo shauchalay abhiyan chalaya gaya hai usme har mahila aur bacche parivar walon ko suvidhaen hain.
The success of the program is reflected in the fact that toilets have been built in almost 12 crore households, freeing the country from the evil of open defecation. Clean water is being supplied through pipes to about 78% of the houses in the country. A target of making cities garbage-free by 2026 has been set under the program. As a result, India's image on the cleanliness map has significantly improved compared to the past.
In some more news, the Railway Ministry has made Aadhaar authentication mandatory for initial 15 minutes of booking tickets in the general reservation category through IRCTC website and mobile app from the 1st of next month. Currently, this restriction applies only to Tatkal bookings. The ministry said the decision has been taken to ensure that the benefits of reservation system reach the common end user and are not misused by unscrupulous elements. On to sports now. Indian Grandmaster Vaishali Ramesh Babu has won the FIDE Women's Grand Swiss for the second time in his many editions after drawing her final game against former Women's World Champion Tang Zouji of China at Samarkand in Uzbekistan. With this win, Vaishali became the third Indian woman after Divya Deshmukh and Koneru Hampi to qualify for the prestigious 2026 FIDE Women's Candidates Tournament. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects worth 40,000 crore rupees in Bihar from Purnia district. Says establishment of National Makhana Board will ensure better prices for farmers. Prime Minister assures action against illegal infiltration, highlighting grave demographic crisis in eastern India. Prime Minister stresses on enhanced operational readiness of armed forces during Combined Commanders Conference in Kolkata. Home Minister Amit Shah hails security forces on elimination of three top naxals at Hazaribagh in Jharkhand. Railway Ministry makes Aadhaar authentication mandatory for initial 15 minutes of booking tickets in general reservation category through IRCTC website and mobile app from first of next month. And in chess, India's Vaishali Ramesh Babu wins FIDE Women's Grand Swiss Tournament in Uzbekistan. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.